third thing I want to talk about is I think it's very useful to have an explicit conversation with your committee, particularly with your chair, about procedural matters. So what do I mean by procedural matters? Well, first of all, we touched on it a little bit already. What does your advisor expect you to produce? When is that expected to be produced? Is your advisor someone who likes to have conversations? Or is your advisor someone who prefers email communications? Does your advisor like to talk about ideas? Does your advisor like to write feedback? And when it comes to that written feedback, what's a reasonable amount of time within which to expect feedback? Remember, your advisor may well be doing lots of other things outside of your project. So, I sent my chapter yesterday and I haven't heard back yet. Okay, well, maybe you're being a little have a little bit higher expectations that are reasonable. Your director didn't say, give me a chapter tomorrow the first day you started your project, right? So you need to think about that. But it's well worth having that explicit conversation. Don't be in fear, right? I've not heard from my director in 2 weeks. Oh, no, she hates what I've done. Right? Oh, no, he thinks it's terrible. Or, oh, no, he didn't read the email at all. So have that conversation so you're on the same page about feedback. I mean, a lot of times in my particular program, we'll say give at least 2 weeks, maybe more depending on what else is going on, but give at least 2 weeks for feedback on chapters. So have that explicit conversation so you're on the same page. On the other side of it, if you submit a full draft 2 days before the thesis defense deadline, maybe don't expect that you'll be able to defend that. Right? So make sure that you have discussed those things in advance with your, particularly your chair, but your committee, so you're all on the same page. And like I said before, they're going to want you to succeed, and sometimes they will bend over backwards and do all kinds of things, leap through fire to help you get your project accomplished. I can recall one particular very helpful committee member when I was working on my master's thesis, and I was pushing the deadline a little bit, and he responded overnight to everything I sent him. And he was one of those who would mark up pages with red ink, so that was mixed metaphor. Okay. The comma here, I mean, he was very close reader in terms of editing. Very helpful for the final project. But he responded in one day. That's an unrealistic expectation. I didn't expect that. But I'm just saying, your readers certainly want you to succeed, but you want to make sure you're on the same.